You remember that book, I'm Okay, You I'm Not So Sure About? Well, now there's a way to be sure. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The unemployment news is still bad. Space shuttle program is over. They're talking about retraining NASA scientists to inspect oil rigs. A heat wave is causing the streets to buckle like an apocalypse movie. Is there anything to give us hope? Well, CBS's Carter Yang reports, yes, there is. Thanks to new state-of-the-art scanning software, pretty soon, when you go through the airport checkpoint, the TSA will no longer be able to see your junk.
The big difference here is that what they'll see is a generic outline of a passenger with the location of any suspicious items highlighted on the screen.
Yes, if the new software clears the passenger, the screen flashes a big green OK message. If not, you go to the pat-down. Very simple, very private. I don't know how many millions the TSA spent to pull off this technological coup, but I do know why they spent it. Because Americans demanded it. We can't fix unemployment, we couldn't save the space program, but by God, we have fixed the body scanners and indeed addressed what has become the central concern for so many of us. Who is okay and who is not okay? Once upon a time, America was focused on reaching for the stars. Now, it's about looking around, picking up on cues, whether it be somebody's accent, body language, political affiliation, clothing choice, and trying to decide, okay or not okay. And I can tell you that as someone who wants to avoid the pat-down and make my plane, I pledge at all times and in every way to do all I can to be okay. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.